Chapter 24, The Wager.
"How did you all get out?" cried the crocodile. "That stone takes two crocodiles to move."
"It's time we talked, Boris. There is no..."
Boris lunged forward, jaws wide open, roaring at the top of his lungs. Dawn felt his hot, damp breath on her face. He swung at her with his tail, but she dodged the blow. The crocodile followed up his attack with a swipe of his claws. This time, he connected. He scooped up the fox and flung her across the room toward the followers.
"No one disobeys me. I am the coacher," shouted Boris. "I am the coacher."
The croc spun to face his cronies.
"Why don't you show our prisoners back to their cell? And take this fox to my dining quarters. She'll be a great midnight snack."
Boris's tongue traced the jagged outline of his teeth. Miss, B, Hay, V, and Orr scrambled into action, surrounding the fox and her companions from all sides.
"Wait!"
Dawn cried. The crocodiles were closing in on them.
"I have a suggestion. A suggestion that you'll want to hear."
Tobin gulped. Dawn's voice, always steady and calm, was trembling.
"A suggestion? Do you really think you're in a position to suggest anything right now?"
Boris snickered and cleaned bright red fox hairs from the underside of his long claws. "It has to do with your game." Boris narrowed his eyes.
"If you would have your last words be a suggestion, then so be it. What do you have in mind?"
"Well, you've been training this team now for a while." The cunning fox stared straight at Boris. "This game must be very important. Are you sure you're ready?" Boris eyed the red tube in his hand. Then he clenched his large fists.
"Of course we're ready," he raged. "I am a coacher now, and I will take my team to meet the other coachers.
They will be there.
They must. It is time for their return."
The croc paused, as if lost in a memory.
"I've been preparing for this all year," he said, "gathering the best of the best."
Dawn furrowed her brow. Who were these other coachers, and what was a coacher exactly? Though she could not help but wonder, these questions would have to wait. There were other matters to address at the moment. She had found her angle.
"You say you have the best of the best, Boris?" she said. "I have a proposition for you.
A bet." The fearless fox drew even closer to the crocodile. Miss, B, Hay, V, and Orr stared in awe. No one dared challenge their leader.
"We will play you," she said.
She gestured to Tobin, Cora, and the coyotes. "We will play you and your crocs." There was a moment of silence. Then Boris threw his head back with laughter.
"A silly fox!" he exclaimed.
His fellow crocodiles joined in the mockery, slapping their knees and clutching their sides.
"You had me there for a second," said Boris, "but you haven't even played the game once. You won't be able to balance on the marble, let alone swing your kiwi. Besides, it requires a deep level of strategy. You'll never be able to beat us on your first try."
"All the more reason to take the bet." Dawn's tail twitched.
"You might have a point."
The croc glanced at the small red tube in his claws. Then he snapped back to attention.
"What are your terms, fox?"
Miss, B, Hay, V, and Orr exchanged confused looks. Was Boris actually considering this bet?
"Your captives must be worn out by now," said Dawn, "and I hear they haven't been playing up to their potential. They're no match for you and your crocs."
Boris stared at the ground. It was true. The honey badger had a bum knee, the mink had sprained her ankle, and the possum was nearly blind. Plus, the wombat would not stop complaining about his missing tooth.
"We crocodiles won't be the ones playing the coachers," he grunted, "if that's what you're getting at."
"That's not what I'm suggesting. If you beat us, you can handpick your players from both your team and ours. You'll have the 6 best of 12.
"But if we win," Dawn said, "then you must set us free. All of us."
"I was going to take the 6 best anyway."
The crocodile leaned his head back and laughed.
"Why do I need to accept your bet at all?"
because without something to play for, we have no motivation to try. And if you don't see us play our absolute hardest, how will you know who is the best? This is the only way to judge our true potential. It's a safe bet for you, if you think your Crocs can beat us.
There is no doubt about it. You will lose. Boris
scratched a patch of itchy scales under his chin as he studied Dawn nose to tail.
I do need the very best players, and I would rather not spend any more time arguing about this.
The Croc paced the room and tossed the red tube up in the air over and over again. Finally, he turned to face Dawn.
You have a deal, but with one more condition.
Boris leaned in close and exhaled. His hot breath blew Dawn's fur back.
When I win, said the Croc, I keep the best six to play.
Yes, said the fox.
And I keep the rest too, said the Croc.
To do with as I please. Boris flashed a wicked grin, bearing his rows of sharp fangs. A thick strand of saliva dangled from his lip.
That's the best offer you'll get.
Dawn stared at Boris. Her heart jumped in her chest. There was no backing out at this point. We have a deal, said the fox. They shook paws, and Boris marched toward the door. A sly smirk cracked his lips as he rounded the corner. The fox had played right into his hands.